should President Obama's health care overhaul be repealed or tossed out? There's an unlikely group hoping that does not happen, and it includes a big healthcare industry group that originally opposed the legislation. But this group has gotten together now, along with some consumer groups, launching a campaign to lay the groundwork for signing up uninsured Americans. Let's talk about this and some other health-related matters with Gail Wilensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope, a former advisor to the first President Bush on healthcare issues. Gail, welcome back. Just this week, we got a report that more than one in seven Americans is living in poverty. Are they going to have trouble getting insured? Will this industry push make some kind of difference?
Well, they are going to have trouble getting a lot of services if they remain in poverty. It was interesting, however, to note that the number of uninsured remained essentially flat. So it looks like for right now, the recession and the not surprising increase in the poverty rate has actually not had a negative effect on the uninsured. What it was an increase in public insurance, because there was some decrease in private insurance as people either lost their jobs or continued to be unemployed and therefore lost their private insurance. So for right now, it actually looks like that's not an issue. It all depends on how long this deep recession continues.
Just yesterday, in the latest court ruling on the Affordable Care Act, a federal judge in Pennsylvania said a key provision, the individual mandate, is unconstitutional. That makes for an even split among judges. Could all this preparation for 2014 be for naught? A lot of people still say it's got to go to the Supreme Court before we have a final ruling.
It absolutely has to go to the Supreme Court. This was a district level. We've already had several rulings at the appellate level, one above. They're mixed. I think people have known for some time that with this kind of a dispute in its reading of the constitutionality, it will have to be resolved by the Supreme Court. But there's actually another issue, and that is it's not necessarily unraveling the legislation if the change is limited to the insurance mandate. I know many people have thought this is a key provision, so key that without it, the legislation would fall apart. I'm actually not sure that's true because of the way it was put together. The penalty for not having insurance is very low, so it is not clear to me how important it will be if the mandate goes away. It could have some loss of insurance coverage for people who decide that without the additional pressure they won't do it. It really has to do with whether or not all of the other provisions of the law, including the subsidies and the expansions in Medicaid, are allowed to continue. Most of the rulings have been focused only on the insurance mandate, although the Florida ruling was a much broader sweep.
But, of course, a lot of people call it the core of affordable health care, this individual mandate, because that's the engine. That's what pays for it, everybody getting insurance.
Well, actually, I don't regard that as the case. The core is the increase in Medicaid and the substantial subsidies for people below four times the poverty line. The way the mandate is written, it could have been the driver in the core, but it is such a light penalty and so many pressures on insurance companies to not exclude people because of any pre-existing conditions or expected increase in spending. You could actually say the way it's constructed right now might encourage people to wait until they're on their way to the hospital, then call their insurance company and say, now is when I would like to get my insurance. They can't be penalized for doing it. So it will be disruptive. But I don't think it will be nearly as disruptive as some people have suggested if the Supreme Court agrees that that provision is unconstitutional the way it was written.
Let's finish up with just about a half minute's worth of comment on this Deloitte Center for Health Solutions survey out this week. It was done back in April, but it says that healthcare reform is not succeeding as far as people answering this survey. Half did say the overhaul is a good start. What do you think needs to be done? Is it a PR thing? Is it just a need to wait until more provisions kick in?
The problem for the administration and the supporters of the legislation is most of the benefits don't happen until 2014. That was done deliberately to make it not cost quite as much. But for most people, they haven't seen anything. So for them, it's a lot of talk, but no real impact. Hasn't affected them personally. Yeah, if they have a child who's between the ages of 22 and 26, they could continue on their insurance policy. And for a few uninsurables, very small population, it might have had an impact already. For the vast majority of Americans, very little has changed as far as they're concerned. So they see a lot of issues raised and not much benefit.
Thank you, Gail.
My pleasure.
Gail Wilensky, Senior Fellow for Project Hope, a former advisor to the first President Bush on healthcare issues.